Hello and welcome to the Business Today podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories for today. Middle class can hope for a big relief in the upcoming budget, the last regular budget of the NDA government, as the finance ministry is contemplating to hike personal tax exemption limit and tweak the tax slabs, according to sources. The proposals before the ministry are to hike the tax exemption limit from the existing ₹2.5 lakh per annum to at least rupees 3 lakh, if not 5 lakh, they said. The salaried class might have reasons to be happy as this would help them tide over the impact of retail inflation. Top officials in the tax department say they have been asked to ensure additional collection of at least rupees 20,000 crore this financial year. The target for personal and corporate tax receipts was set at rupees 9.8 lakh crore for 2017-18. Pressure has increased on the direct tax department to exceed its tax collection target as doubts about revenue receipts grow larger. Direct tax collections grew by more than 18% in the first 9 months of the fiscal year. Prime Minister Modi is prepared to hard sell India as an investment destination at the five-day World Economic Forum at Davos, which starts on January 22nd. Modi will be addressing the inaugural plenary session at the WEF on January 23rd. The meeting will be attended by 350 political leaders, including over 60 heads of states. Referring to the Prime Minister's visit, Commerce and Industry Minister Suresh Prabhu said, "It will definitely help India to get inbound investment and portray India's real profile." The World Bank is estimating India's economy to grow by 6.7% during the current fiscal year, higher than the 6.5% estimate by the Indian government. The gross domestic product growth is expected to rise to 7.3% in 2018-19, making India again the world's fastest growing economy, according to the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects report. The bank forecasts GDP growth of 7.5% in 2019-20 and 2020-21. The World Bank saw benefits in the long run from GST. In other news, industry body FICCI has asked the government to lower corporate tax rate to 28% from 30% in the upcoming budget, a move that would boost the industry and help tide over the problems created by the US tax reforms. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley in his 2015-16 budget had proposed to reduce the corporate tax rate to 25% over the next 4 years. However, he has not been able to cut the rates. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.